KJAN Sports.
And good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen. This time around, the Check of Sports brought to you by Denner Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Denner difference. Taking a look at volleyball action from Saturday, it was Glenwood taking the Atlantic tournament. Glenwood picked up five victories on their way to the Atlantic Tournament Championship. The Rams were winners in straight sets over Atlantic and winner set and needed three sets to beat St. Albert, Trainer, and Underwood. You can see the scores on the sports page at KJAN.com. The East Mills volleyball team won the Missouri Valley Championship Saturday, 3-1. The Wolverines swept Griswold, Riverside, and Boyer Valley to supplant themselves into the championship. Meanwhile, Missouri Valley was making a wild run through the consolation after an early loss. Lady Reds lost to Boyer Valley in their first match, but they beat Griswold, Riverside, and avenged their loss to Boyer Valley to advance to the championship. They then beat East Mills in three sets, but as the consolation team, they needed two wins over the Wolverines. Tri-Center volleyball team bounced back from a couple of losses in round-robin play Saturday to win the Clarinda tournament. The Trojans were 1-2 in pool play, beating Shenandoah and losing to Nottoway Valley and Clarinda to take the number 4 seed in bracket play. TC then went on a run with a 3-set victory over West Central Valley, a sweep of Nottoway Valley in a tight battle, and a 3-sets win in their championship over Sydney. Cross-country action, the Lewis Central boys cross-country team placed three runners in the top 15 and won the team championship at Abraham Lincoln on Saturday. Southeast Polk was the girls' team champion with four runners in the top 10. You can take a look at all the individual stats in this same story on the sports page. In boys' team scoring, it was Lewis Central in first place with 68 points. Thomas Jefferson second with 72. Lamar's was third with 87. Harlan was in fourth place with 104 points. Also in team scoring at the Lewis Central meet, it was Glenwood in fifth with 115. Missouri Valley, Sergeant Bluff Luton, Denison Slashwig, Abraham Lincoln, and St. Albert round out the rest of the top 10. In girls' team scoring at that event, it was Southeast Polk in first place with 32 points. Glenwood at second with 54. Harlan was third with 57. Sergeant Bluff Luton was in fourth with 97 points. Lewis Central, Thomas Jefferson, and Denison Slashwig round out the rest of the 7-team pack. And Pella held a two-division cross-country meet on Saturday, and ACGC was among the participants in the small schools class. The Charger boys scored 64 points and placed third, while the girls' team placed fourth with a total of 100 points. Hora Hoover was the first winner in the runner-in, that is, for the ACGC girls in 16th place. And boys' team scoring, it was Mid Prairie with 26 for first place, Des Moines Christian second with 44, ACGC placed third with 64 points. Pella Christian, Collins Maxwell, and Baxter round out the top six teams there. In girls' team scoring, it was Mid Prairie with 29 points, Panorama 55, Des Moines Christian 77, and ACGC had 100 points. Linville Sully, Collins Maxwell, and Pella Christian are 5, 6, and 7th place, respectively, for that meet. Well, the game week is finally here as Iowa State gets set for a season of uncertainty by hosting Louisiana. The Big 12 has installed rigorous testing procedures for this season. ISU Athletic Director Jamie Pollard said each Friday teams will be tested and a roster certified.
We're using the 53-man roster policy. So 53-man roster is built on, it's set number of positions, so one quarterback, I think it's six offensive linemen, you come up to 53. So the antigen test that the Big 12 is using on Friday will be the certification test. And as long as you have at least 53 players certified to play, and you've got at least the minimum number in every one of those positions comprising that 53, then you have to play.
Pollard says teams must have 53 players certified for the game to be played, including enough players in all position groups.
So by having a 53-man policy, that's what the Big 12 adopted. We are also mandating that policy onto our non-conference opponent. So University of Louisiana will have to have two tests done on Sunday and Wednesday, and then the Big 12 will send in an agency to go to Louisiana and provide the Friday morning certification test so that we all know we're playing out of the same deck of cards.
Pollard says how teams are able to navigate through the pandemic will have a major impact on the standings.
If we're able to get through the entire season, I would contest the team that's going to end up on top at the end of the year is going to be a combination of a very athletic team, a very mature team, and a team that is coached by somebody that is an absolute artist of figuring out how to navigate all this.
Elsewhere in sports, the Kansas City Chiefs are content to defend their Super Bowl title largely with the team that won it. After signing a handful of veteran free agents during an offseason unlike any other, the Chiefs waived the majority of them Saturday as they trimmed down to 53 players for the start of the regular season. Among the notable names were running back DeAndre Washington, who was signed from Oakland, and former Miami safety Adrian Colbert. Most of the players waived as the Chiefs trimmed their 80-man roster camp. Camp roster ahead of their opener on Thursday night against Houston were inexpensive flyers and undrafted free agents. Chicago Bears coach Matt Nagy selected Mitchell Trubisky as the winner of the starting quarterback competition over Nick Foles because of several areas of improvement he saw during the course of the training camp. Foles had described quarterback competition as difficult because learning the offense was expedited during an offseason with no on-field work because of COVID-19. The Los Angeles Rams have claimed linebacker Justin Hollins off of waivers from the Denver Broncos. Broncos waived Hollins on Saturday as their final roster cutdown. He was a fifth-round pick from Oregon in 2019. Hollins played in 15 games for Denver last season as a backup linebacker and on special teams, recording 19 tackles and a sack. Hollins will be reunited in Los Angeles with Brandon Staley, the Broncos' outside linebackers coach last season. Rams coach Sean McVay hired Staley as his defensive coordinator earlier this year. The Dallas Cowboys appear to be on the verge of having players kneeling during the national anthem for the first time. Quarterback Dak Prescott said the teams should be able to decide for themselves how they wish to protest racial inequality. National reckoning over race has led owner Jerry Jones to soften his hardline stance, requiring players to stand during the anthem. Defensive tackle Dontari Poe is the only Dallas player who has said publicly he intends to kneel. The Cowboys open the season next Sunday at home, their new home, the Los Angeles Rams. The Seattle Seahawks claimed linebacker DeAndre Walker off of waivers and signed 14 players to their practice squad, including outside linebacker and defensive end Shaquem Griffin. Walker was waived by Tennessee, and Seattle jumped the chance to add another pass rusher to its roster. Seattle waived defensive back Lyndon Stevens to clear a spot on the 53-man roster. Walker was the fifth-round pick out of Georgia in 2019, but spent the year on injured reserve. Griffin was the most notable name on Seattle's practice squad list after he was cut by the team on Saturday. Receiver Antonio Callaway will get a chance to revive his NFL career with the Miami Dolphins, who signed him to their practice squad. Callaway's agent confirmed the deal. Callaway was suspended twice in 2019 for violations of the NFL substance abuse policy. He had legal troubles in college at Florida, but was drafted by the Browns in the fourth round in 2018. As a rookie, he had 34 catches for 586 yards and 5 touchdowns, but the Browns released him last November. And the Browns are already busy shuffling their defensive line. Cleveland went to the waiver wire to add some depth and claimed defensive end Joe Jackson and tackle Vincent Taylor. General manager Andrew Berry did promise his roster will be fluid. Jackson was waived by the Dallas Cowboys Saturday, and Taylor was let go by the Bills. To make room for them, the Browns waived tight end Farrell Brown and defensive tackle Eli Ankou. Brown had been one of 5 tight ends initially to make the 53-man roster. That's a check of sports this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Denner Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Denner difference. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.